WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A New York judge is set to decide later today whether to dismiss the hush money election interference convictions against Donald Trump or to proceed with sentencing, the judge taking into consideration the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. International aid groups say Israel has failed to meet a U.S. deadline on allowing more aid into Gaza or risk U.S. military support. ABC's Britt Clinett with more from Tel Aviv.
Now, Israel has opened new aid crossings and expanded a humanitarian zone, but aid agencies say it's a drop in the ocean. And the situation in North Gaza, where Israel says Hamas has regrouped, has deteriorated to catastrophic levels after a renewed ground offensive there.
Palestinian medical officials say two Israeli strikes in Gaza killed more than a dozen people overnight. Haiti's international airport shut down after gangs opened fire at a Spirit Airlines flight landing in Port-au-Prince from Fort Lauderdale. The FAA is trying to decide whether to ban all U.S. flights into and out of the country. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for Lisa Hale. State Superintendent Jill Underley is asking lawmakers for more than $4 billion in state funding to help meet the needs of local schools, their students, and their education. Here's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's public schools have experienced a decade of increasing financial constraints due to underfunding from the state. The proposal advocates for raising revenue limits for schools based on inflation. Nearly half of Wisconsin's school districts have gone to referendum this year, many of them just to stay afloat. Meanwhile, Wisconsin currently has a $4.6 billion budget surplus. Underley says this would help students, staff, and schools without forcing taxes to skyrocket.
My budget proposal allows school funding to catch up to where it needs to be. The first step is simply increase these limits, and then we provide enough state funding to limit property taxes from rising too much.
Some other highlights of the proposal include increasing the reimbursement rate for special education costs, increasing per pupil aid and general aid, and funding the out-of-school time grant program. These are also complemented by property tax limit increases. The DPI's overall budget request is slated to be released in full later this month.
Once it's released and ready for consideration, the budget proposal will be taken up by a more balanced legislature now that Republicans won't have a supermajority. And the Menominee Park Zoo has a new resident. He's a one-year-old black bear, and his name is Mr. Reeves. Doesn't sound like a one-year-old. Sounds real grown up. He was considered a nuisance bear in Alaska, meaning he wasn't afraid of people and would beg them for food. But staff say he's settling in really well. Right now, he weighs about 100 pounds, but he might grow up to weigh up to 500 pounds. The Menominee Park Zoo is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 98.3 WISS News.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 33 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52 with scattered rain. Tomorrow night into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 33.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwalbe and I'm an actual Schwalbe. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwalbe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Overtime with Maggie Dawn, we will preview the Trump administration cabinet picks, plus the takeaways from the 2024 election with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Carrie Josephson. All the respect in the world for her battling Alzheimer's disease and what she's doing, leading the fight around here. Just fantastic.
Reaching out to the caregivers, which is a huge, huge part of that disease. So.
And a salute to all of them.
Yeah. And, you know, really got to, she's got the resources, you know, everything from curative to, you know, forget me not. There's just a lot of things out there that people should be aware of. So you can either learn about it this Friday, right, at the volleyball?
Yep, Friday night.
Or just give her a call at that 800.
Absolutely, 24/7 it's manned. That's outstanding. All right, we got a special guest coming on right now. I'm going to say two words and see if he can speak the language. Sumikutsu.
All I know is Heistanapa.
Oh, very nice.
It means sniff my belly button.
Okay. All righty then.
Oh, no, boy, well, but you got to know that.
Go. How do you pronounce the word? Yeah. S-A-U-N-A.
Sauna.
Thank you.
How could you get through life without that? Sniff my belly.
Were you around when Sumikutsu was on TV by Carl Pelempa?
I don't think so.
There's a TV show up in the UP. It's all in Finn.
Really?
Still the old Finns that live there. Yes. So David Pitala, Source Track Studios. Tell us what you do, David.
I produce music for bands. I'm basically just a record producer who brings the best out of bands and like to make music.
That is it's a fun gig, I would imagine, but yes. We bring in some local artists. Jim has some students who are trying to be promoters. Tough gig.
It can be. I've gotten to a point where I've got this really good workflow where I just know where everything goes and know how to do it.
Okay.
And then we work fast and the end product is label ready.
Okay. But that's step one. I mean, getting it to market, getting it. You know, that's a struggle, is it not? I mean, that's what I kind of teach.
Yeah, people don't listen.
Yeah, I teach more. The product is, you know, sure. I'm assuming everybody's got a good product, right? Before I don't really work on the product, but we've had some great musicians in here, and it's like, boy, I do think they deserve to be more popular than they are.
Yeah. Well, the tough thing was, so I ran the studio in my house for 7 years. I started it in 2017, and I was making records in these tiny bedrooms. Luckily, my wife let me use the entire upstairs for the studio. And getting it to the point where I could get to a commercial location, that was the tough part. You got to save up money. You got to build up skills. You got to build the clientele and build people's trust.
And that's what I mean when I said tough gig.
Yeah.
To get to where you are now.
Essentially, just building a community around this studio. I never say, I'm going to feel dirty saying it now. I never say my studio because it's not really mine. It's its own thing. And it's kind of built a community around it, and both with music, really good coffee. I should have brought you guys some coffee.
You got beautiful coffee mugs. Yeah. I love these cups.
So can you, have you made somebody? like, you know, like you read all these, look at all this Motown stuff and this guy in the studio.
Well,
like,
you've got,
you
know, a student who's trying to.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that. See there with the cigar, you know, you got it. You know. How's the talent in Northeast Wisconsin? Is that where your clientele come from?
Yeah, mostly Wisconsin, but I've had people from other countries reach out to have me mix their stuff, like Belgium and whatnot. But we've got an incredible music scene in the Appleton area. I get a lot of bands coming from near like the Illinois border as well. People drive from across the state to work with me now, and it's pretty amazing. I think they just come for the good coffee, but I mean, if we make good music at the same time.
When you take somebody, and again, we've had some really young artists here, but they're close. Like Young Sage, was that the name of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And I didn't quite understand what he was saying, but was it Spotify where if he gets a certain number of hits or whatever, he could get like a $2 million contract? Was that?
Certain number of streams on Spotify.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's at like 250,000, needs to get closer to a million, but he's out promoting himself. And Sony or someone said to him, look, if you hit a million, you know, come talk to us and we'll give you a contract.
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't that? He's a pretty talented guy. I mean, music isn't music I listen to every day, but what he does really, really well.
Yeah, I think there's a market for everybody. It's just finding your niche and sticking with, not necessarily sticking with what you know, but being authentic. That's the biggest thing in the music scene these days, because we've got AI creating music.
Right.
We've got robots making music, and that's not really authentic. So if you can make music that's real and personal and that people can connect with, I think you're on the right track.
So when someone comes in and they've written something, it's original, and they come to see you, do you add like the sax, the what do you add to their original music to make it better, I guess?
Most of my clientele is full bands. So
they've already have that. Wow.
Right. And a lot of bands that I work with, I like to go to at least one practice and just kind of go over the music, make any suggestions that I think would make it a little more polished record, a little bit more produced sounding.
Right.
And that starts with the music. And then when they come in the studio, we start with the drums. We get all the drums done. Then we layer on guitars and then bass and then vocals. And if there's any like auxiliary stuff we can add, any like keyboards or synthesizers, or sometimes we've recorded a sax player over like for a sax solo over this rock band.
But sometimes that can add just that little extra sizzle. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you come up with that, so you will enhance their music, but you have to be very careful. I bet
in the mixing,
dealing with an artist.
Yeah. So I never want to take over a project.
Right.
I always like to say, I want to bring out the best in your music. I want to bring out the best in you. My work is not about me. It's just not. So if I can bring out the best in them, get their music to a better standard, then they're going to go farther with it, and then more people will work with me.
I'm interested in your business.
Yeah.
Do you then get a royalty, or do you get like, or do you charge them? You're not going to the details, but I'm just curious. You get these record producers, and sometimes they make more than the artists.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
Well, that was back in the day. I don't know. Today is probably different, but
I don't think I have any artists on my roster that are big enough where I would have any writing credits. I don't really write music for them either. So,
but you mix the music for them.
I do. Yeah. So people pay me
pretty important,
right? I prefer doing like a flat rate per song. Right.
That's what I was asking.
And so people just pay to get the record produced. I like to do the flat rate. Some people like doing hourly. So I work with the artist on what's going to work best for them in their project.
The reason I ask you is, one is I'm nosy, but secondly, I have a kid in Nashville. We go there. We've taken the tours, and you go past these beautiful homes, and it's not so much the artist as the people behind the artist that have made some bank.
The thing is, down in Nashville, and in a lot of places actually, there are people that write the songs, and then the people that produce the songs, and then the actual artist who just sings over the stuff.
Right.
And that's not what I do. I like to record real bands. If people want to come to me with a song and they want me to play the music to it and actually like give me artist credits or whatever, sure, I can make that happen.
But your niche is
recording bands that have their own music.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So Mile of Music must be one of your favorite gigs. Isn't that all original music down there?
It is, yes. But I just moved into the studio in Appleton. Like I said, it was in my house for a long time, and I didn't really do much advertising because I didn't want a bunch of random people in my house. I think my wife would have made me sleep in the garage.
Yeah.
But I just moved into this building in Appleton, so I'm hoping next year that Mile of Music can go pretty well.
Right.
So do you go up, like, to local pubs or whatever to hear bands and things like that?
I used to a lot more often. I used to gig around. I'm in a couple bands, so I used to gig around a lot. Surprisingly, when you do something for 40 to 60 hours a week, you don't want to do it at night, too. So it kind of depends on the week. It depends on the artist. But
what about, we talk about talent levels, and I don't think Green Bay years ago was considered a hub, or Appleton, or the, you know, of local music, but it really is now, because we bring in, and like Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, you know, he helps us host a thing here on Fridays, and they bring in some people, and it's, I mean, when they're sitting right here, I mean, there's a difference between going someplace and you're sitting back there in a bar store and they're up on
something. It's noisy. Yeah.
But they're, when they're right next to you, you realize the pure talent that some of these people bring in to our studio, but then they all say the same thing. How to get from having that talent to the next couple of steps, and you're one of those people in between for them, aren't you?
I definitely like to be, yeah. It's really cool to see that raw talent and get it to come out of the speakers in a way that is marketable.
Yeah.
And that's what they're looking for, because I think we had, I just want to say, we've had a lot of talent in here, but they all have full-time jobs, too.
Yeah.
He's not paying the bills yet.
Whereas I think you could help them, right? Because that's really, isn't that the goal? Right.
That's what I'm saying. That is absolutely the goal. Yeah. If I could help a musician be able to quit their job and do music full-time, man, I would just be elated.
So would they.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Hey, David, what was the point where you said, you know, I got to move this out of my house. Things are going well, but I need to have a bricks and mortar. It's got to be, you know, outside my upstairs bedrooms.
Yeah, when did your wife make that decision?
It was earlier this year. The studio was just getting so busy, and I was having, like, 3 sessions a day, and, it was kind of driving us both crazy having people in our house all the time. And
yeah.
I mean, I was keeping my house really clean.
Yeah,
having people in all the time makes you want to clean, right? But it was not a lot of space. I mean, it was a 10x10 bedroom as my control room and a 10x10 bedroom as my live room where, you know, like the instruments are being recorded.
If that had been Jim's house growing up, that would have been your Santa's workshop.
Yeah. No. So he doesn't care about that.
There's some great albums, like some the Traveling Wilburys and stuff like that. They recorded, I think, in Tom Petty's house. Like they were in the kitchen and all that kind of stuff. So some of that recording is in locations like that. You'd never know by listening to these albums, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've made some great records in that little bedroom studio. Some of the stuff I listened to today, and it's like, wow, that was in a carpeted 10x10 bedroom, and the drums sound massive. So a lot of it is definitely credit to drummers just playing really, really well,
yeah,
and musicians just being good musicians. So as long as you have a good musician, you can record anywhere. But the biggest thing was it was too busy to be in my house this year.
Do you have kids?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
But it was too busy to be in the house, and we needed more space to make music.
So do you sometimes see a great musician, a great drummer, a great bass player, and you think, I should put this group together?
I haven't thought that. That's a pretty interesting idea.
Like an all-star cast?
That's
for some all-star money.
No, I'm just
hey,
curious, because hey, you
nice
see
job at breaking up some bands, Jim.
right. Exactly. That's exactly where my mind went. Oh, I wouldn't want to do that.
But it just, you know, I mean, sometimes it takes someone to connect the dots to make some unbelievable anything, business, music.
Can you stick around?
I will talk to you a little bit more about that.
David Pedola, this is awesome. Source Track Studios. We'll be right back.
Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please tell me you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes. and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
You want to talk about a good sound?
I'm pretty sure this particular song was recorded in a house, in the kitchen, and I think it was Tom Petty's house.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was Roy Orbison, who also was Jeff Lynne, right? Tom Petty, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Just to name a few.
Just phenomenal.
The guy from the Beatles, George Harrison.
Yeah. One of the greatest collections of talent, wouldn't you say?
Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah.
But another house studio like you have is the Allman Brothers. I went down. Did you see that?
Is that in Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, I haven't.
And, that was just a house.
Well, do you ever see Motown?
But they obviously moved out and did.
Right. Did you ever see Gordon Berry's place in Motown where it started?
No.
Tiny little house.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like a house on Doty Street here.
Yeah, this was more of an Astor Park house, but a little bigger house.
David Marinus wrote a great book on the history of Detroit and the music.
Oh, yeah.
And it would talk like the biggest names. Okay, like I think it was Diana Ross. When they weren't recording, she was the receptionist and the secretary.
Oh, I love those stories.
And that's what I mean. Everybody there had like another job in the house.
Well, that's what we're talking about even now. A lot of people have another job, and then they see David, and boom.
Yeah. David Pitala, Source Track Studio. Anybody interested in taking that next step, I guess, is what you'd say. You're that guy.
I really hope so.
So probably, I don't know, you can answer this, but I would say one of your biggest challenges is to critique an artist.
Sometimes honestly, right?
They don't like that.
Yeah. So, can I swear on here?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Well, you got 10 grand?
Nope.
Okay. Then don't swear.
All right. So, I like to call it the poop sandwich.
Okay.
So, on the top layer is the bread. That's a compliment. In the middle, you got the critique. And then the bread on the bottom is another compliment. So, you've got to build people's
soften
egos
a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I never want to bring somebody down. I need to focus on building them up to give that confidence into the microphone, into the performance. I never like being mean to people. I never like being critical. Yeah. But sometimes you just have to say little critiques to make the performance better.
Right.
And everyone appreciates that. I've never had someone tell me, "Yeah, you're actually just really mean. So don't do that." That's never happened.
That's awesome. So what? I don't know if we're gonna go pricing on here, but so there's a good band, a lot of them, mm-hmm. but a lot of artists. We had this one lady on here who was just what kind of music was that?
She like could do like the musical instruments with her voice.
Yeah,
she was unbelievable.
She was.
Todd, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can't remember anymore.
Me either. Anyway, so they go to you. Do you flat fee or do you do something or do you critique them? How does your business work? Your business model?
I prefer to do a flat rate per song. And that includes drum tracking, drum editing, guitar tracking. So getting a left and right guitar track for guitar players. If you come into the studio, you got to play the song twice. Includes bass tracking and editing, vocal tracking and editing, and then mixing it all together. And then the only thing I don't do is mastering. So we send that off to a mastering house. I like to use Justin Perkins at Mystery Room. And then basically he just makes it loud and sound good on all platforms. But I try to get as close to a finished product as I possibly can.
Wow.
For a flat rate. And the reason I like the flat rate is because we're not looking at the clock. People can just focus on performing rather than how much they're going to spend per hour. I used to do the per hour thing, and all my work just suffered for it. People would be watching the clock, and they ended up paying more money because they wouldn't perform well. If they come in more relaxed, not paying any attention to the time, we just make the music, we have a good time with it, and we get a much better product, and they pay. They know what they're going to pay up front, and I end up actually making more That's per awesome. Hour because people don't focus on the time.
Okay, I'm not the slightest bit of musical expert in any way, shape, or form, so this could be a very fundamental question for you.
Okay.
So when a band comes in,
yep.
and you got a drummer, you got a bass, you got a lead, okay, whatever, and so you have the drummer play the song without anybody else doing anything? Is that right?
No, so typically what happens is we record what's called a scratch track. Okay. So a scratch track is just a guide track for the drummer to play to. It's typically one or two guitars, and then maybe sometimes there's a vocal in there. But those tracks get deleted afterward because we get the real guitar tracks in there once the drums are done.
Well, that's what I mean. So does each instrument play its own thing on a track, and then you put them together?
Yes. I like to... some bands record live, like Disconaps. They've always recorded live. And the Royal Blue, they did a bunch of stuff live on the record. Like, we did bass and drums live with scratch guitars, and then we just overdubbed guitars afterward. So some bands like to do a mix of things. I really prefer, for the best product, I like to get a scratch track of the guitars that the drummer can play to. Then the drummer plays, we edit the drums, then we record guitars, then wow. bass, then vocals.
That's fascinating.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's fascinating, but it makes sense.
I remember in Bob Seger's live album, he says, we're recording here with 16 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? 16 separate things with all the instruments?
That means 16 separate microphones. So he probably had like between 8 and 10 on drums, likely, and then one for
eight
bass.
8 or 10 microphones on drums?
Yeah, I usually use 12.
What?
Because each drum and each hi-hat and each cymbal gets a microphone.
And then you've got room mics, and occasionally I'll use what's called a crotch mic. So you take this microphone, you kind of point it at the drummer's crotch, and
right.
then, but it's capturing a lot of the kick and snare resonance, and it just makes it a little punchier.
I had no idea.
You know, we were going to have those crotch mics put in when we had the studios redone, yeah. but we decided we didn't want to hear what you guys had to say.
I got about 16 comments I could make right now. Zero would be appropriate.
Yeah, well, they noticed.
Nick can come in here and start yelling at me immediately.
Yeah, they just pointed them at our face.
Yeah.
So. All right, so how do people get a hold of you? Like, let's say there's a guy that hears a band and would be willing to pay for that for mm-hmm. a percent of, you know, or some dad that might want to buy their kid, you know, an unbelievable gift and send them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do people get in touch with you to learn more about that? And don't give me the cost on the air, but just how do people contact you and what questions will you ask them?
The best way to do it is go to sourcetrackstudio.com. First, take a listen to my work and see if you like what I do.
Right.
And then there's a contact form at the bottom. I want to hear all about the project. Give me all the details you can. And then I like to set up a phone call or sometimes we just book right away if I get enough details. And then we just go from there.
That's awesome.
But the best way to do it is a contact form on sourcetrackstudio.com.
Right. And your studio is right off College Avenue in Douglas?
Yep. Right. It's in Appleton, right off of College Avenue.
And you do
Douglas
a podcast
Street.
Regarding the music industry, correct?
Yeah. It's not as active as it used to be. When I first went into the studio full time, I thought, I'm going to do a podcast and I'll get a bunch of musicians in. And it was a lot of fun, but it takes up so much time. And I'm busy making records, so.
And I love your motto. I like your music. Let's record it.
It's simple, and that's what you do. You do a great job of it, too. This is awesome.
Thank you, guys.
I'm glad you got talent like you. You're not in Nashville. You're not in L.A. You're right here in Appleton.
I didn't know it existed, so this is great.
It's awesome.
www.sourcetrackstudio.com. David Pitela.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, David.
Rutabagas in your pasty, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
I could leave, but I won't go, though my heart might.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Ashwaubenon leaders are laying out what to expect for the NFL draft, and long story short, they expect the area around Lambeau to be a mess. Those are my words, not theirs. They held a meeting last night where lots of people from the Lambeau neighborhood came to hear what's in store. They expect 250,000 people to attend. Now, for reference, Lambeau holds about 81,000, so it'll be swamped compared to your average home game. Officials will be setting up for weeks in advance and tearing down for weeks afterward. They also reminded people planning to rent out their homes that they need proper licensing. The NFL draft is April 24th through 26th. If you spend your days in downtown Green Bay, you should know we'll have a bridge closure tomorrow. There will be maintenance done on the Don Tillman Bridge. That's on Mason Street over the Fox River. So you can expect some backed up traffic in the area as people take other routes and avoid the bridge altogether. It's expected to be closed from 6 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon. And it's been nearly 50 years since the Edmund Fitzgerald capsized in Lake Superior. Who knew it would end up having pop culture relevance? A bomb cyclone was responsible, according to Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
That was the type of storm that hit the Northland on November 10th in 1975. It's the historic storm that sank the SS Edmund Fitzgerald in 25-foot waves created by 50-knot hurricane-force winds. Now, 49 years after the tragedy, a few people are trying to get a Wisconsin historical marker to commemorate the Fitz leaving from Superior, her last port of call. A plaque like this costs $8,000 and will be put up on Barker's Island, not far from the Superior entry the Fitzgerald left on that fateful day.
The story goes, artist Gordon Lightfoot was here in Wisconsin when it happened, and the epic ballad was born. 2025 will be the year of the Fitz in Superior. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for Lisa Hale. You're listening to 98.3 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 33 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52 with scattered rain. Tomorrow night into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from... Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks, David Pitala. Source Track Studio. That's fascinating. I had no idea you'd use six. No, what do you say?
12. Up to 12. 12 8 to 12.
Just the drums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you know? You had some relationship with him.
His grandpa worked with my dad at the Matherby Iron Ore Mine. I went to school with his uncles. They're all from Sumi location.
His dad worked with your dad?
Yes. No, his grandpa.
Oh, his grandpa. I was going to say, he seems much younger than you.
The guy, he's Big the John Pitala.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're all from this tiny little town, Sumi, which is means Little Finland. And all the Finns, I think I can say Finlander. It's not derogatory. They all like moved in that one little town. And like I said, the TV station up there, Carl Pellenpa, used to have a TV show called Sumikutsu, which means Finland Calling. And he'd do the whole TV show in Finn. And it was awesome. I mean, it was so popular, you can't believe it. The food up there they make is just tremendous. But anyway, we got Shannon Smith here talking.
This is going to be fun.
Shannon Simon. There's a really great basketball player named Shannon Smith at one time.
Haven't heard of him.
Well, I'm just saying, so that's what I meant to say. So Shannon Simon, Cedar Crest Flavor Contest. Jim, this is right up your alley.
Oh, this is just...
Well, ice cream stuff is up our alley, period.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
It's everybody's alley.
Did you hear what he just said to Nikki?
What did he say?
Call HR when you get a chance.
Okay,
that lady we had from HR. You're looking a little too thin.
Just said she's looking a little... Wow. She's done... I don't
Nikki,
know
you okay?
She's probably out there crying her eyes
I know
out,
she is.
Right?
Is there anything wrong with that?
Nikki!
I find it as a compliment.
Okay, so all right. So
he's never
go.
Said that to me.
Dinner,
I don't know if I'll ever. I've been losing so much
that's
weight.
First time I've said that in this room to anybody.
Wow. Look what she's doing now, Jim. Look what you let her do.
Oh, there you go. have a cookie. Boy, we're gonna get some ice cream for you in just a second when we talk
Did you
to
bring
Shannon.
Any?
I didn't bring any.
Shannon, this hails from Cedarburg, which is one of my favorite cities in the state.
Which
that
one?
Is a great town.
The connection to Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
Oh yeah.
Tell me about your ice cream and how it all ties together.
Well, it actually started as one of those milk distribution centers. So it's a family-owned business, and mom and dad had the milk distribution.
Yours?
The Colways.
Okay.
And when they decided that they were going to take over the dairy business, they wanted to do ice cream, and they kept that, you know, area in the Cedarburg area. And the logo that's on Cedar Crest is actually after the last standing covered bridge.
In Cedarburg?
In Cedarburg.
They had covered bridges in Cedarburg?
We have one covered bridge in Cedarburg.
I did not know that.
Wow. So tell me how this all ties in with the 4-H Club. Tell me about what we're doing here with the Cedar Crest ice cream. Was it festival or contest?
Before you do that, I know I was forgetting something. I want to do a big shout out for those kids from Bayport yesterday. Who were serving at the Veterans Breakfast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it was the FFA Club?
Yes, they were.
FFA.
Yeah.
Those kids were so good with these veterans, you can't believe it.
Kids are...
I thought that was such a neat thing. I just want to give a big shout out for them for coming over there and helping the way they did.
4-H clubs are awesome.
Yep.
Well, and that's the thing, too. We want to kind of give back to the community. We know how important agriculture is to, you know, the dairy industry. So we want to keep that kind of, you know, keep that inside the kids' minds as they grow up, where it's like, yeah, you need cows to have ice cream. You need to be more involved with the farming industry. So we want to give back to that community and give them an opportunity to be part of the flavor creations. And so every year we have a flavor contest. It kind of kicks off their 4-H group, and they all get together. They all think of, you know, ideas that inspire them. And a lot of it is, you know, we're looking for something that's a creative combination, a really good selling name, and most importantly, I'm looking for, specifically me, is kind of like that Wisconsin tie of as to why this flavor would be, you know, a very important flavor.
What an awesome marketing class for these kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they get the product, right? I mean, you're talking about the mix, what's going to be in there, and then the packaging, the name. Yeah. And I think it's important, and, you know, John and I have worked a lot with the agriculture community, but it's huge in Wisconsin, you know, because like that building right behind you, they do $6 billion in sales in the cheese company. You know, it's Freiberg Cheese. And that's just, it employs a lot of people, engineering and everything else. So these 4-H clubs from around the state, or is it Northeast Wisconsin? Where do you carve that out?
All over Wisconsin.
Okay.
All 4-H Wisconsin are eligible to participate.
And what they do is their clubs will contact you and say, we've got how can we participate? And what would be the step for a 4-H club? Because this thing closes pretty soon, right?
The 15th? Yep, Friday's the last day.
Right.
So here's a final reminder to all of you.
Absolutely.
You can go on our website, and right at the top, it says, contest 4-H. There is going to be an online form that you can kind of go and fill out and put your flavors in, give me your group name and kind of like your region and your inspiration.
Okay, I got it, because what our guy Brian this morning, we were talking about different foods, and I'm not a big sauerkraut guy, and he said his favorite ice cream is sauerkraut ice cream. Is that a thing?
Not at Cedar Crest.
Okay. Well, you gotta admit, though, that would check a couple boxes. It's Wisconsin.
It is Wisconsin.
The sauerkraut, the dairy, so that's kind of cool. Yeah,
I have pitched like a sour cream and cheese and onion one once before.
Oh, really? Wow.
Sauerkraut's kind of like,
Thank you.
So what was the name of that ice cream? Do you remember?
The sauerkraut one?
No, the one that you talked about, the cheese, the sour cream, the onion, and the ice cream.
No, that was just my idea.
Well, that was your idea. Okay.
If I was going to eat ice cream, I'm like, yeah, let's make it look like sour cream.
What are some things kids have come up with flavor-wise that's unique?
There was a sriracha swirl. Now I'm trying to
What's
think
sriracha?
Off the top.
What is that?
The sriracha is the sriracha pepper that you normally put in like your ramen.
Oh,
so
okay.
I know we did a spicy one a while ago, and
that's fun. Yeah, but
that one's out there.
So then who manufactures it? Do the kids do that and submit it, or do they manufacture it at your factory, or how does the manufacturing of it work? You do it.
We do it. So we'll pick five finalists. So there is one out of all the five that will absolutely be the number one winner. We will make your ice cream in the summer. Obviously, it has to be something we can make. It has to be something we can source. So that's kind of like really goes down to the thought process of the winner. And then the other four get an ice cream party. We'll donate some ice cream to their 4-H club.
How do you make ice cream? I mean, that's going to be a basic question, but I worked at a dairy in Arizona for a while, part-time job, $1.50 an hour, whatever. And one of my jobs was to take the sour milk and dump it into a big vat. And I thought they said they used it to make ice cream. Would that be legit?
I can't say it's sour milk. I know we use
milk.
Cream.
Right.
So we use cream on our base, and we do put it in a giant vat.
Yep.
And it's slow pasteurized. It heats it up about with 30 minutes. Swirling it, and that's kind of what gives our base ice cream a texture. After that's processed, usually the next day is when we'll add like the flavoring and the toppings. So
okay.
If you want something caramel, if you're looking for your cookie dough, we'll typically do that like the next
day. Let's come up with an ice cream.
Do you get, I know, right?
Do you have a vat in your house?
None of a vat.
In the garage?
No, nope. Do not.
They do have those small like in-house
ice
cream makers.
I know. Well, you see that advertised but that's... It's not the same quality as what you guys can put out. To some people like that have been living under a rock, say, hey, how about chocolate chip ice cream? you're like 50 years
what
behind
the
curve. What
would be good? We got to think about that. Help us out, Texters. What would
there,
be good?
Like, I like, is there, like, kiwi?
Todd, we don't have one,
Todd,
but
jump in.
It's
no,
always...
kiwi's good. That's...
Well, this morning, didn't we have somebody this morning that said
sauerkraut?
Yeah, but she's just not liking that.
No,
we don't make that, so.
Thank goodness, that doesn't sound good to me.
No, but here, but if a 4-H club submitted that, would you attempt to make it?
If it was the best of the best and they have a good way of selling it and we knew people really wanted to try it, yes.
Well, their market would be Black Creek, Wisconsin. Isn't that where the sauerkraut's made? So
would your mom like that, do you think?
Yes, I think
so
Germans,
too.
We like sauerkraut. We have it.
All right.
But anyway, you don't. And maybe with the sweet would be a little weird.
I'm thinking like Zippin' Pippin'.
Oh, man, there you go.
I like it.
Or
I like
pumpkin that. Or something like that.
I liked it a lot.
And then you could put the roller coasters, your packaging, and just the thrill of the ice
cream.
We
need a vat, though, Jim.
We have to join the 4-H.
Yeah,
first
I know. Well, that too. So we'll... Him, and him. So the 4-H.
Nikki, are you in?
No, we got another H.
Oh, okay.
We got the...
Jesse, maybe?
Jesse. So we got the 4-H. So we're at a 4-H club because it's he.
I like that.
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you sell it then? The ice cream?
Yeah, we sell it at our parlor. So the winning flavor is available at our parlor, and we have it available to all the other parlors. So if they are willing, if they want to be involved, they can participate by selling that.
Cool.
You know what? This is cool. Like
it's
I think
cool.
about
I
this,
like
and
this.
I like John said earlier. I teach a class. This would be fun for kids to just
Jim,
imagine.
Jim,
and then
Jim,
coffee.
No,
we have it already.
Jim.
What
draft? How can we use this to make money at the draft?
For the draft.
No, yes. The draft ice cream is what it is.
Yes. Yes.
Because the draft is coming up in April, right? And we're going to have hundreds of thousands of people visiting Green Bay. We want to come up with a product that's going to be unique to them. So draft ice cream could work.
Yes.
Sure.
Luann has one if you want to look at your text there on the screen.
Old fashioned. Brandy sweet.
We've talked about that one, actually.
Ah, yeah, I like that.
I like that. That.
And we did actually have a bourbon ice cream this past summer. It was a bourbon pecan.
Bourbon is like the hottest flavor going in everything these days, isn't it?
Yep.
It's unreal. Bourbon flavored everything.
But there's no alcohol in there.
Nope. There's actually no alcohol in it. It's just a bourbon flavored caramel that we put in the ice cream.
Wow.
The draft, okay.
And then we are, you know, get some ideas.
I gotta be honest with you. Our wheels are spinning here right now.
I think this could be a lot of fun.
I do too.
4-H clubs. Are there a lot? I mean, there are, but is that
still
chess
a big
club?
Thing,
is that still a big thing? It was a big thing when we were in school, obviously, but that was, we also took our horses.
I could not tell you how many there are in Wisconsin. I think every county has one.
Okay.
Okay, back out. I'm going to just put a hold on this for a quick second. Did you used to say you used to take your horse to school?
I was just making a joke.
Did you take your horse to school, yes or no?
No, I didn't.
Come on. Did you, yes or no?
All right, let's get back to her. She's our guest.
All right. He took his pony to school.
So this.
I wish I had a pony.
Got this one. Another one for Jim. How about linen ice cream? It's not only pretty to look at, it's high in fiber. Chris, give Chris a bell.
Chris, that was funny.
Jim is big on linens.
Like a cotton smell with it?
I don't know.
Just linens. I like China linens. Okay, whatever. Let's get back to you. So this what an educational thing for the students and so much fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I would have a blast with this. I was in school, we had to do a project similar to this, but it was about, we had to promote cheese, come up with a different kind of cheese. And anyway, we had just talked about the nutrition for parents, but how much fun it is to eat cheese for kids. Like, it was fun to eat.
I love cheese. That'd be perfect.
So, anyway, but this ice cream thing is more fun.
I know where I had some bourbon. Todd, that one day you asked me what kind of yogurt I was eating.
Yeah.
And it was like a bourbon something yogurt.
Really?
Yes. So bourbon is like a commodity. Let's think about this.
I think there's something here.
We got to have something totally unique.
So you 4-H groups out there, the teachers who are listening, go see your students. You have until the 15th of November to get online. Give me the online address. Oh, I have it right here. CedarCrestIceCream.com.
Correct. And then up at the top navigation bar, it'll be contest.
Okay.
I like this.
And the 4-H club, they get together and they say, this would be an awesome recipe. You're going to evaluate it with all the other 4-H. If it's good, you're going to make it. And where's your parlor? In Cedar, I think it's in...
Manitowoc, actually. So we have our plant, our ice cream plant is in Manitowoc. And then next to that, we have the parlor.
Where? Where in Manitowoc?
Right there on the coast.
On the coast? Is that what you said?
Yeah, by Lake Michigan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Awesome. I'd love to stop there.
Yes.
Oh, and then you'll see a big cow on the front yard. Her name is Bernice.
Okay. Are you talking about the big cow?
Yeah, that's where it is.
Oh, that's what you guys say is the big cow.
Oh, well, I didn't know. Sorry.
Well, it's where the big cow is.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that's one of the most famous places around.
It's all right. This is awesome. I think this is great what you're doing, and this is a lot of fun for kids. Tell me about Cedarburg. We've been down to your ice cream, your Sunday festival, or what's it called, the Strawberry Festival?
Okay. Yep.
That's big. Do you have a parlor in Cedarburg?
We do not have a parlor in Cedarburg. We just have kind of our distribution office there. Okay. So that's typically where we just store a bunch of ice cream.
But that's just a cool, I think Cedarburg is one of the neatest cities in Wisconsin. Okay, so the kids are going to do this. They're going to get together. They've got till Friday. So when they download it, does the application have to be in by Friday?
Well, they don't have to download application. It's more like a Google Docs. So it takes them to a Google Forms.
Okay.
They punch the buttons in. It goes right to me.
All right.
Nice. This one sounds pretty good. Campfire s'mores ice cream.
Oh, yes.
I bet that's a good one.
That sounds really good.
And that was a pre-existing winner. I don't know what year it was, but we actually do have that in retail because it's so delicious.
Really?
Yep. So sometimes, you know, they can end up in retail. That one I liked specifically.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. This is, look, I'm not even kidding.
Big Muddy?
The wheels are spinning here. The wheels are spinning.
Okay, we're going to work on this.
We're going to work on this. We got to get a vat, though, Jim. We got to get a vat.
No, she's right. We're looking. She's going to do it for us.
No, she will. She probably wants some of the prize.
That's all right. We'll give it,
Shannon Simon, Cedar Crest Flavor Contest with the 4-H. This has been awesome. I'm going to stop at the Big Cow when I go to Manitowoc next time. Thanks for being here.
Yep, thank you so much.
All right.
Quick break.
NFL draft.
Back at this. All the guys on the corner stand back and better watch.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Don't give away our ideas here. This is it. This is our secret. This is our key.
This could be it.
This could be it. We've been searching and waiting, and we finally got it.
Our meal ticket has arrived in the form of ice cream.
NFL draft ice cream.
Sponsored by...
Do you have a vat?
Do I have a vat?
Yes.
Of ice cream?
No, just a vat. You don't
Why don't
need.
You fix your glasses quick? Okay, thanks.
Right. Nikki joining us. She's been on a little journey to Hawaii for the last week and a half.
One week.
Beautiful
journey.
The pictures you sent and stuff.
Don't say that.
No. I didn't get any pictures.
You know.
That's okay.
I got no contact from you whatsoever.
I wonder why that would
You're
be.
Welcome.
I don't know.
Right.
I was four hours behind you. Mm. It was a long.
Is that what you're going?
Long.
You weren't 4 hours behind Todd though, huh?
we have a special connection.
Oh, I guess you do.
Facebook Messenger.
That 4 hours that took a little. Getting adjusted to
a little bit.
I mean, I just remember we were over there for Thanksgiving one time, and the game came on.
Oh, at 10 a.m.
No, it was at 8, because it was a noon game. That was early to
I actually enjoyed
drinking,
that. I remember
we
that
forced it down.
Well, 8 a.m., that's when you start drinking, right?
You're right. Yep. But that, I mean, that was just, anyway.
It's beautiful.
How was it?
It was fabulous. Fabulous.
Weather good?
Thank you.
Got a lot of sun, obviously.
Perfect.
It always is, though, right?
No, when I was there, it rained every day. It rained every day.
Our forecast did not look great going into the trip, and then it was, sunny and 80 every day.
Right. Oh, nice. Fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Bring us back any swag from the convention or anything?
Nope.
Baseball
those, don't they sure give did. You those?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Not Lay's. What are the
Lanyards, yep.
No, the coconut things, right? Not coconut. What are they?
The Lay's.
Yeah,
the flowers?
The flowers.
Puka shells.
Right.
Nope, I left everything there.
I used to wear puka shells when I was in college.
I bet you did. Yep.
Jim was looking for coconut bra. He wanted a bra.
Yeah.
What he was looking for.
There was some gesturing going on.
Yeah, that
just
the password
it
is coconut bra.
All right.
Yep. Okay.
Did not. Nope.
Hey, well, you were over there for the R&R, but you're also a little business, right?
Yeah. Yep.
How was
Hubby
that?
Had business. They did the Northwoods League, which is the league that has the Green Bay Rockers and the Dock Spiders. And so they were having their little brain trust down
there. Loons?
That's nice that they...
Fond du Lac Loons, right?
Madison Mallards.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. Isn't there fun? Oh, no. Fond du Lac is the...
Dock Spiders.
You're right. Who used to be the Loons? Somebody was you. The Loons.
There's the Great Lakes Loons there you in go. Michigan, lower that. Michigan.
Say, yeah. Exactly. You know, I saw this guy the other day.
It's the name of the bin you're headed to.
Do you know how many pounds right. of fish a loon eats per day? 4 pounds. Isn't that a lot? Doesn't that seem like a lot for a fish? I mean, for a bird?
Yeah.
4 pounds of fish per day.
How do you know that?
He told me.
Oh.
The loon did?
No, the guy. This guy fishes every day. 4 pounds. Four pounds.
But hippos eat nothing but vegetation, and they're still ginormous.
Yes.
Nothing but lettuce.
That's a good point. Because up at Bud's Zoo, up at DeYoung Zoo, they feed them heads of lettuce, the hippo.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing but salad. And
that's a good point.
And they swim all day. They should be svelte.
I want to apologize on behalf of my partner, what he said to you. Was it appropriate?
No, it was. I don't know that a lot of people would be upset by a comment like that. It was fine. I know how he intended it.
Right.
It was out of concern.
It's like,
and I promptly ran in and consumed a cookie.
What are you doing? You're too skinny.
Yeah. There was no buffet. No buffet. But
and Todd gave you a whole big thing of cookies?
Yep.
Todd has never given us a thing.
Hey. Special connection.
On Thursday, when we were in Oshkosh, weren't there donuts and coffee and all that stuff for you guys?
And candy bars.
Yeah. I do that for you guys
Lisa
all the
said
time.
She did that.
There was...
Lisa Hale said she did it.
Lisa dies.
Ding, ding,
ding, ding,
no.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, it's good to have you back, Nikki. We just want to see how your trip went and everything.
Yeah. Did you guys miss me?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
So much you can't even believe it.
Yeah. Can't nobody bringing it. You zinc or immunity boosters. Yeah,
so what did you bring me here?
I brought you some emergency gummies.
Love
so
it.
We're going to boost your immune system.
Love it.
Punch it with some vitamins.
Zinc is like a cool thing these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like they just discovered zinc.
No. No.
God.
Well, If you've known.
No, they've just discovered all the things it does.
No, people have known for ages.
Ages and ages. That's Shaklee vitamin stuff. That's old 70s.
Common sense. I don't know. Whatever. Wash your hands, Jim, John.
Well,
I just
noticed. Oh, you know, I told you one other thing I want you to get for me.
Chia seeds. Yes.
Chia seeds.
Yes.
I've looked all over for chia seeds.
But I suspect the only place that you've actually looked is the Dollar Tree.
You know what
and
I
they
bought
don't
from
have
Dollar
them
Tree?
At the Dollar Tree.
Or imagine Family that. Dollar, I'll be honest with you. But you know what I bought yesterday that I finally found where they say is really good for you? And I didn't even know what they were. Lentils.
Lentils.
I found lentils.
Lentils.
Those are supposed to be really good for you.
Lentils. Yeah.
But there's like a little bean.
Like pea soup, right? Lentils.
Lentils and legumes and stuff like that.
Yeah, legumes is another one I'm trying to find. I can't find legumes.
What are you going
to
make that? You're just going to make it with ham?
Soup.
Or
going to put it in my soup?
You're going to put it in with pasta? And,
do you have a bone?
Kills that. Yeah.
Do you have
I
a
think
bone?
That's kind of personal.
Wow.
Missed you.
Cha-ching, Tigran. Oh, my God.
Here we go. Wow.
8:57.
She missed the HR meeting last week, didn't she?
I heard
cow.
They came. I did hear that they came to the office.
Yes,
on Friday. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Unannounced? Announced.
No, and they saw me punch Jesse in the arm. He's like, that's HR you just punched me in front of?
Yeah.
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 Did she like click the pencil like, ooh, violation?
But one last quick thing for you, though.
Okay.
Okay. So you and I just want to make this push out there. What you really do here is sales.
Is sales.
And we want to go out. We're going to be hitting the streets a little bit.
Yep.
You're going to be pushing us a bunch, and you're going to be doing sales. And I just want to throw it out there. If there's any companies that, like, listen and ever wonder, what it would take to advertise in that show and come on that show.
Segments, sponsorships. We've got commercials. What do you want to do? We
a
can highlight
name.
It all.
We
yeah,
need a
exactly.
company. This is the...
In studio.
Yada, yada.
A segment with Mino.
Right.
And,
yep.
yes.
Yep.
Oh, tell Johnny to get his chia seeds at Aldi. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Any health food store.
Price point.
All right.
Yep.
But please contact Nikki right here because we want to come out. We want to get you folks who have businesses on the show. Correct?
Glad to be back, guys.
All right. Yep. Good to have you back, Nikki. We're out of time. Fun show. Great job putting it all together, Todd. We'll be back in tomorrow morning. Mino the Mayor. See ya. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons & Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.